Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to, or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to be with you to share those wonderful sparks that may indeed be the resource, the strategy, the possibility, that action resource or knowledge piece that ignites a positive change in your life. So for those of you who are regular listeners and listened last week, we were talking about Dr. John Medina's 12 brain rules. I hope that you chose one of them to take an action on in the past week, because you only have one brain. So you might want to love your brain because it's yours for life. And so to have the best relationship and get the best performance, you need to love your brain and to treat it as a loved person, a loved part of your body, and do the things that you can, things that you would do for someone you loved or something you loved, that you would give it the food, nutrition, the exercise, the new learning, the support that it needs to give you its best. Because, you know, many of us do treat our hair and our skin and our cars better than we treat our brains. And you would never imagine or think about trying to drive your vehicle without gasoline or oil or the fluids or the maintenance that it needs. And very often we try to do that with our brains. So I hope that in the last several shows when we've talked about Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. John Medina, and coming up we'll be talking about Dr. Caroline Leaf's book, Who Switched Off My Brain. But tonight, we're going to take particular focus on a piece that I included in the book I'm writing called Mind Magic. Your mind can work magic when you know the tricks. That the concept about your self-talk in the language. If you talk to other people the way you talk to yourself, would you have those other people in your life? Because we often talk to ourselves in absolutely horrible ways. And then we wonder why we feel poorly, why we perform poorly, and we set ourselves up for that with the way that we talk to ourselves. So tonight, we're going to explore some sparks around supportive self-talk and how you can change your self-talk, especially if you find that you're verbally abusive to yourself. And many of us over the years or at some point in certain situations may find ourselves there. So the challenge is, if we want to get the best from the brains that we love, then how do we make the change? How, you know, because again, if we've been doing it all our lives, or we don't know what other options there are. So I invite you to play with me a little right now, and we're going to explore some strategies that, and ideas that may help you. In a recent seminar I did on getting comfortable with the idea of cross-selling and cross-servicing. And you know, sometimes it's the power of language. And my regular listeners have heard me say, and my new listeners, I invite you to visit the archives for the different segments I've done around positive language, positive words, positive, the power of language, with Dr. Von Oswald, Every Word Has Power, that... Well, some people say, well, you're just, it's semantics, Melanie. Well, that's right, and it's absolutely powerful. So I want you to think about the last time that you faced something new, a new challenge, a new activity. What did you say to yourself when you were faced with that new challenge or that new activity? Oh, yay, let's rock and roll. I'm all about this. Let's go be successful. Let's create something new. Maybe not. In this recent seminar that I did, I gave a type of brain warm-up or puzzle to the group, and I purposefully searched for something that most people were unfamiliar with, because crossword puzzle word searches, commonalities between words, like the game Tribond, people are familiar with those kinds of puzzles, some of the logic puzzles. So I really did some searching. If you want to find good activities, quizzes, puzzles, businessballs.com has a wonderful collection. And that's www.businessballs.com. It's based in the UK, and it's filled with resources, not just training and learning puzzles and games, many, many resources around numerous topics. So, this particular puzzle activity, they're called Ditloids, D-I-T-L-O-I-D-S. And when people sat down and looked at this, there was a pause, followed by a variety of comments, such as, well, now, if this was a word search, it'd be great, but I don't think I'll be able to do this. You expect us to get these? I'm too stupid to do this kind of stuff. I'm dumb when it comes to these kinds of puzzles and things. And so I was taking notes of all the things they were saying as they were making their comments. And after a minute or two, in my directions, if they can work together, I'll often say, work together to whatever they're going to do. And in both groups, the first group was, oh my gosh, they were silent. I said, you're the quietest group of working together I've ever had. You must have awesome telepathy. And they looked at me with a puzzled look on their face. And then someone said, we can work together. I said, I thought I put that in the directions, didn't I? And they said, yeah. And so they began to work together. And then after another couple minutes, if someone hadn't asked me, one group they did, they said, well, can you give us any clues? And Ditloid puzzles are numbers, and then the first letter of the words that go with the numbers. And the example that I had was 7BF7B. And people went, and that's the title, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. So we said, what is that? I said, well, you know, if you haven't seen the movie, you may not recognize that. They're like, oh, they're all movie titles. No. Or I said, however, you will probably heard about or know of the majority of this list of 12 that I put on there. So they began working together, and when we were finished, and I gave them clues for the middle, and then the last three I stopped giving them clues, and they got them on their own. So we talked about that experience and how they approached this, something new. And not only what they were saying out loud to me and to each other, but also to themselves. And I said, you notice one of you said, I'm stupid at this, and then, a couple of you, me too. How quickly we jump on that. I've just now given myself permission to do poorly, or permission not to do well. And so does that really help you be successful? When you're faced with something new, oh, I can't do this. My 8-year-old with some of his homework will say, this is too hard. Well, interesting thing about the reticular activating system in our brains, what I call the RAS for short, like the radar, and it's looking. It's going to bring to your awareness things that are supportive of what you believe. And so it goes along, too, with that expectation. You're expecting good things, you tend to notice more good things. If you're expecting bad and negative things, you tend to notice more bad and negative, experiences. So the magic is to learn to use your RAS to your advantage. And part of the way we do that is by the way we talk to ourselves. What information are we putting in? Is it garbage in to get garbage out? Or is it good information in because we want to become aware of what's going to support us to achieve our goals and to be successful? It's hard sometimes, or challenging, or not easy, to make changes because we don't know what to put in its place. And to say, well, if I stop saying, oh my gosh, here he comes again. Oh my gosh, it's math tonight. It's so hard. What are we going to say instead? And sometimes it helps to have another person. And in training these employees, it was you have each other to work with and to share with and to get ideas from if you get stuck. And one of the activities that we did was to list all the negative things, the negative thoughts, the negative self-talk that we have in when we're involved in our work. And then we listed those. And as we got going, it was everything from, and sometimes it's not a thought. You know, for example, an eye roll. Oh my gosh, an eye roll can, there's a whole body language that goes along with that eye roll and the expectation of a negative outcome. And we set it up. And so the question then becomes, okay, if we're going to do, you know, all this stuff, and we're gonna right now play with the idea that it's going to lead us to a more negative result, then what's in it for you to change? Well, they said, yeah, well, we'd have better service, we'd have better interactions with our clients, we'd be happier, they'd be happier, etc. So, you know, figure out what's in it for you to change your self-talk. Because if you love yourself first and you talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you love, it changes your perspective. It changes how you feel, and when you're in a more positive feeling state, you're more likely to give a positive regard and feeling and support to other people. So what can you use to replace that language? Well, we did some brainstorming on that today, and we said, or the other day, and we said, okay, well, we could, instead of doing the eye roll thing, we could smile. And a smile is a fake it till you make it mental, emotional state change. Because when you smile, your facial nerves that are causing you to smile send a message to your brain, smiling. Brain says, oh, smiling, happy. And you'll actually have a shift in the chemical mix in your brain that causes a happier, more positive feeling. And so, yeah, even if you have to do the cheesy fake smile, it starts that way, and then it becomes a natural smile, and you feel better. It's very challenging to feel bad, to feel upset, to have negative emotions when you're smiling, and keep smiling. The other thing, too, is to realize that when you're not aware, when you're not conscious of how you're feeling or how you're expressing your feeling, like, for example, if you're concentrating or you're thinking about a problem or situation that you're working on, we have what's a neutral expression on our face. And look in the mirror. What is your neutral expression? What does it look like? And for many of us, a neutral or non-emotional expression, our mouths have a downturn at the corners. So a natural, what appears to be a frown, when our face is in a relaxed, neutral state. And so you do need to be conscious of smiling, even if it's just, you know, you may need a reminder that pops up in front of your computer or on your Outlook. Smile. Are you smiling? Smile now. because you'll notice some state changes if you smile. Maybe smile every time you touch a particular document. Smile when you call a particular person. Smile when you have to deal with a particular department. And you'll begin to notice some changes. And so some other phraseologies that we brainstormed about included things like, this is going to be another wasted half hour. Well, if that's your thought, that's the outcome you may experience at the other end and may accidentally communicate in your nonverbals and your tone. So what is it instead? Well, here's a 30-minute investment to build loyalty with this client. They're like, whoa, that would work. Or here's a learning opportunity. Or if there's a particular procedure that you have trouble with, for example, there's a particular process that you haven't learned very well and it's so frustrating every time you have to do it. But each time someone comes and asks you to do that particular process, if you think about it as, here's another learning opportunity to help me get better at it. Very different feeling and a more likely positive outcome. And it's true, every time you do a procedure, you get a little stronger, a little quicker, more confident at doing it. Because you may not have known the 14 steps the first two times you did it, but after some repetition and practice, you probably get to the point where you don't have to look at the instructions for those 14 steps, or at least not every part of the 14 steps. So how can that self-talk become supportive, your best cheerleader, your greatest ally? Yes, it can be realistic. It can be supportively realistic and positively helpful because, you know, there's enough external criticism going on. That voice in our head, we need that voice on our side. And again, if you talk to yourself the way you would talk to someone you care very much about, your languaging will be different and your results will be different. One of the phrases that I shared during this seminar was more positive thoughts and self-talk equal more positive outcomes and results. And I dared them to test it. I dared them to try it. Well, how do you try it? How do you practice? Well, you practice first by looking every day at why am I doing it? How is it going to help me? What's in it for me to make this change? What thought or phrase am I going to focus on changing today? Pick one. Sometimes it's pick something you say to yourself all day, like, I can't believe I'm so stupid. Might want to change that. Because you learned how to walk, how to talk, how to ride a bicycle. Many of us learned how to drive. We are good learners. We just need to give ourselves permission to make mistakes and be patient in the learning process. And so when you make a mistake, there are a lot of different ways to language that and to respond to that. So if your phraseology is, I'm so stupid, I can't believe I'm so stupid, I made that mistake again, what are you going to say to yourself instead? That you need to cancel that and replace it immediately with something that's more positive too. Okay. This is what I learned next time I'm doing this. I'm a successful learner. Doesn't have to be very long. But you need something to replace it with. Because otherwise there's this gap, and we need to fill the gap. And sometimes it's even as simple as saying, yes, I can. Yes, I can. If you're constantly criticizing yourself about what you can't do or how poorly you do, yes, I can learn. Yes, I can be successful. Let that voice be that positive cheerleader in your life. But you need something to replace it with. So Again, what's in it for you to make the change? What phrase are you going to replace during the day? And then at the end of the day, share your success with someone. You know what? Does it mean you're going to convert it 100% the first day? Because you didn't ride a bike the first time you got on it, and you didn't walk successfully the first time you tried. So the goal is to get better and better. You take a few more steps. Today you take one step. Tomorrow you might take two. The next day you might take three. And so focus on your successes. And focus on the lessons that you learned. Oh, in this situation, this is what I learned for next time. So that's one of the ways you can make your thoughts and your languaging allies, helpful, supportive. Another possibility is when you're faced with a negative or a challenging situation, something that's not easy, something that in the past has been challenging, in the past has not been easy, a particular client who's demanding, a boss who is critical, whatever the situation. If in your mind, instead of anticipating, oh, here we go again, you can stop and do a quick deep breath, and as you're taking that deep breath, you think about a very happy, positive memory or thought, whether it's a quick snapshot of a beach vacation that you did or success with a previous client, and smile, it'll change your emotional state, your mental state, your perspective. And Dory in the movie Finding Nemo said, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't Dory. It was the starfish whose name is escaping me right now. Find a happy place, find a happy place, find a happy place when the little girl comes and bangs on the aquarium. Find a happy place. And so choose that happy thought, happy place ahead of time. And then when you're faced with that situation, deep breath, happy place, smile. Or happy thought and smile. The other option is that you can pre-think that experience in your head ahead of time. Have the conversation with a positive spin, with a positive outcome. That the person's excited to talk to you, they're receptive to your ideas. You see, the mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you visualize or think about or imagine. So imagination is a very, very powerful tool when it comes to mind magic. That visualization, that's why successful athletes visualize success. It's how you can also. You can visualize a situation ahead of time, something that's potentially challenging that you want to change the outcome. Take a moment and think of that happy thought. Just take about 15 seconds. Find a happy thought or happy place first. Okay, you had your 15 seconds. Did you enjoy it? Are you smiling? If not, try another one. Try another happy thought or another happy place. Take a deep breath or two and just enjoy that feeling. Notice how you're feeling maybe differently now. Hopefully if you were driving, you didn't close your eyes. I often say that. I didn't think I realized. It's helpful to do. Sometimes people will take a break, walk to the restroom for this couple deep breaths, positive image, or have a conversation as you're driving or commuting to a meeting or in the elevator on the way to the meeting or in the restroom before the meeting. Have that success visualization and that mental, yay, rah, we can do this. Because if we really are our own cheerleader and our own best support, then we can be more successful. So that's one way in terms of being finding the happy place and visualizing a successful outcome that can help use the magic and the power that our brain and our mind has to create more successful outcomes, to have more positive results. Because some people will say, oh, they're just lucky. Good things always happen to them. Well, very often, that's because of the way they talk to themselves, the expectations that they take to a situation. And if it doesn't go the way that they really wanted it to go, how do they talk to themselves afterwards? What lessons are they learning? Are they taking away? And successful people are always looking for those opportunities to learn. And if you find that you are, and people who said, oh, I'm just a pessimist, I always see the glasses half empty. Well, that works for you? My question. Try on a different mindset. Try on a different idea about, you know, because I think that I've mentioned before that I was a pessimist by birth and an optimist by training and by choice. Dr. Martin Seligman wrote a book called Learned Optimism that you can learn to be optimistic, and there's research that says when you choose an optimistic perspective, you have more activity in the part of the brain responsible for problem solving. Yay. So good news, you can learn it. If you need to find a solution in a situation, having a positive perspective and knowing that there's a solution helps get your brain more actively involved in that process. So if you think about your goal being to answer the question, if I talk to other people the way that I talk to myself, would they stay around and listen? Would they still be my friends? Would they be part of my family? And if the answer is no, then talk to yourself the way you talk to people that you care about and notice the change. Sometimes I think when we try these things, we try on a new thought, a new action, a new strategy, a new skill, we quit so quickly when we make mistakes, when we don't see an immediate result. Give yourself permission to try this for at least 7 to 10 days. If you can go 21 to 28, it takes 21 days, according to some research, to change a habit. And with this particular exercise, it may stretch your comfort zone. You may feel weird. And if that's the case, then maybe you don't tell people it's what you're doing right away. And when you get comfortable with it yourself and seeing more results, share it with a significant other in your life that can be supportive, an accountability partner who you can share at the end of the day what your success was. And if you don't have a person, maybe in meditation or in prayer or in a journal, write a success. Today in this situation, where in the past I had critical self-talk, today I chose this phrase. And this is what I noticed as a result. This is how I felt. This is how the other person responded. And after our conversation or our interaction, this is how I talked to myself, and this is how I felt. Awareness leads to choice. And that's, I think, is something we often overlook. When we bring to our conscious awareness what we're doing, then we can make more conscious choices as well. So becoming aware of how you talk to yourself and then choosing one thing that you'd like to change and start there. Sometimes having that critical voice can be helpful if it's supportively critical or supportively challenging. Often it's not. We don't do better when we feel badly as humans. And think about kids. They don't do better when they're upset or when you've just screamed at them. So you do better when you feel better. You can be realistic, you can be honest, and you can be supportive. Because, again, changing the language is tough. And recently I had someone say, I need a Melanie moment. What's a Melanie moment? And they said, the Melanie moment is that point at which you can spin a situation, you can spin a perspective in a way that for that moment, I got it. Now I can spin it myself. Oh, well, thank you. I was really glad to hear that. So, and I invited people in the seminar. I said, if you're stuck, if you really, you don't see how to spin it, how to rephrase it, excuse me, in a way that makes sense, is more positive, then, you know, shoot me an email. Give me a phone call and say, this is where I'm stuck. This is my rut. By the way, I love the phrase, the only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth. Because sometimes in offering some different perspectives, different languaging, different phrasing, people will find one they like among what I share. Or very often they find one themselves they're able to generate as they listen to possibilities. But it's very challenging, or it's not easy, for people to begin to think that way on their own. And it takes practice. It takes many, you know, for me, I've been doing it for years, so I do it almost automatically. And that's the good news for you. It can become like breathing for you, too, to reframe it. Now, does that mean that I always say only positive, supportive things to myself, that my self-talk is always on my side? No. Because I'm human, like you, and there are situations where I have an emotional reaction and an emotional response, and it's not always positive. If I'm caught speeding, for example, I got a ticket a year ago. First thing I said to myself was less than positive, because I know better. And I wasn't even late for anything that day. I just was distracted. And had gone from a 70-mile-an-hour speed zone, turned off to a two-lane road to a 55-mile-an-hour speed zone, and didn't make the mental shift as I was thinking about something else. So my first words were, oh, I can't believe you did this. What were you thinking? You need to pay attention to your driving. And so I began to shift, because the deed was done. The red lights were going. I was being stopped. So after I got the ticket, I was like, here's one more expense, yada, yada, yada. This is going to make stress on your budget, blah, 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 all the things that were wrong as a result of what I just did. So I have to intervene with, excuse me. Okay, I can feel bad for a little bit. Now, what are you going to learn from this? How is this a learning opportunity for you? How can you use it to help other people? And I begin the self-talk switch. And if I'm doing it externally, which I sometimes do, my family will cut in with, okay, how long are you going to have this pity party? Or beat up on yourself, depending on which I'm doing. Say 2 minutes. So we'll say, okay, go. I'll do my 2 minutes. I'll say, time. Say, thank you. And then we consciously make a shift. So there's some additional strategies. Because you know what? Sometimes we just want to feel bad about it. Because it was a foolish error, it was a silly mistake, it was something I did, I know better. And so we have those few minutes. The problem is when that becomes a habit and the way that we talk to ourselves all the time. So I dare you, give yourself the challenge of breaking the cycle, breaking that self-talk cycle for yourself. How much time we got left? About 10 minutes. If you've got any ideas or strategies to make that voice in your head an ally, to make it a supportive self-talk voice versus a critical, negative self-talk. So you want an ally versus an enemy in your head. Give us a call, 347-215-8390. And I want to take a moment and thank those of you who listen regularly, who download these segments or access them online. We do appreciate that very much. That's why we're here. That's why we put these segments together for you every week and invite guests. So, again, if you have something that you would like to share, an experience, a book, a program, give me an email. Shoot me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. brainbonanza@gmail.com. And If you're interested in bringing me to your group, to your area in person via webinar, and you'd like to learn more about the different topics, the different tools that are available to support you and your group toward creating more success, whether it's taking your best brain to work or home again, brain boosters, or choosing your language to support your success, visit brainbonanza.com. And it's always exciting. When the light bulbs go off in this recent seminar, as they did when people began to see, even just sitting in the room, when they were saying things differently, and I said, how does that feel compared to saying the other one? Well, it feels better. And they were sitting taller and smiling. And sometimes we just have to have a subtle language shift because, for example, the word selling for some people conjures up negative, pushy. I just need to sell you something that you don't need because we need to make the money in our company. And if that's the case, find a different word, which is why for some people cross-selling, there's a gut reaction to that and some negative self-talk that goes with that. To cross-servicing, to giving someone the best package of products and services to help them be successful. It feels different. And that's one of the challenges and things that some people do not find easy and that I enjoy helping with is relanguaging, reframing for a different perspective, trying on possibilities. A colleague referred to me as a wordsmith, as my family does too, and a master at reframing, a master at spinning things and seeing them from a different perspective. It's something you can learn. That's the great news. Our brains are great learners. We just need to know how. And we need to practice. Because remember, only perfect practice makes perfect, but practice does make permanent. So I dare you this week, do something to make yourself talk. Focus on support instead of self-criticism so that that voice becomes a great ally for you. So think about something, maybe a phrase that you want to stop saying to yourself. And if you're at a place that you can jot that down, write it down, cross it out, and then write down what you want to replace it with. And then look at that every day. And then at night, jot a note, shoot an email to an accountability partner or buddy, or talk about it with someone else who wants to be on this journey with you, who wants to learn this trick to practice mind magic. The power of language leads to magical results when you choose it consciously and wisely and supportively. I invite you again to go to check out those past segments on positive language and choosing your language, changing your thoughts, as well as visiting those websites to help you get the best from your brain, to boost your brain. I will share one more story around visualization that I read recently, and unfortunately, I did not print the blog or write the gentleman's name, which is, as soon as I discover it again, I will share it. He was talking about being called in to consult at a company because their sales numbers were down. They wanted to come in and get those folks motivated to make sales. And the manager said, but they're not into anything frou-frou, fluffy, new agey, touchy-feely. Stay away from that stuff. So I thought, okay. So he's conducting the seminar, and he was talking with sales staff. He said, what do you do before you meet with a prospective client that helps you be more successful in your sales? the youngest person in the room, who happened to be the newest employee there, raised his hand. He also happened to be the top seller by a large margin. And he said, well, before I go meet with a prospective client, I visualize a successful conversation that I am bringing him our products to help make his life better, to help make his situation better. And he's very happy about having our products available to meet his needs. And the manager's in the back, I told him not to do this. And he said, great, thanks for sharing. Anyone else? And another person raised his hand. He was the second highest salesperson in the company. He said, well, what I do, he says, I'll sit in my car and I'll play Mozart. And I'll take some deep breaths and relax and really get myself calm and focused on what I'm about to do and how that's going to be helpful to them. Oh, interesting, my switchboard just crashed. So you may not hear a sound at the end of our segment today, so I pass that on to you. And for those of you who may be trying to call in or to visit the chat room, I'm not going to be able to see that. So back to my story. So the second gentleman shared, you know, I listen to Mozart, I calm, I center myself, focus on the task at hand and what I'm about to do. And the manager and the people in the room are going, oh, okay. And they're nodding, yes. And the manager is like, don't tell him what I said, don't tell him what I said. And within several months, their sales numbers were up. They were highly successful because they began to do some mental preparation to predict success, to prepare for success, to visualize a successful outcome. And with the Olympics, you know the power of visualization because they talk about that in sports psychology, and they train their athletes that way. So I don't know if I'll be able to access the switchboard again. I will try. I thank those of you who join me and those of you who share with others about Blog Talk Radio Spark, my show. And I appreciate your emails and the stories that you share, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to spend some time with you to share the sparks that can be what ignites a positive change in your life. Thanks again for being with me. And in the week ahead, choose one thing that you heard, try it on for a week, and see what happens. See what changes in your life. See what positive difference can happen when your self-talk becomes supportive, becomes an ally, rather than a constant critic. Oh, there we go. I got my switchboard back. So if you were going to call in, I'm sorry about that. Again, send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. For those of you that are within driving distance of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I have Flexor Communications coming up through Kirkwood Community College. You can find that on Brain Bonanza. There's a link. That's next Tuesday morning on the 9th. And then the Beyond Rubies Conference, also sponsored by Kirkwood Community College. I'll be speaking about Mind Magic on Friday, on the 19th. So I encourage you and invite you to check it out. Thanks for visiting my website. Thanks for reading my blog, which is melaniehoffner.wordpress.com. And I thank you for sharing valuable minutes of your life with me, and I hope that I was able to provide you with a spark to make a positive change in your life. Till next time, take action on something you learned, I dare you, and remember your mind can work magic when you know the tricks. Take good care of your brain because it really is yours for life. Till next time, be safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.